everybody, and welcome to the very first Next Steps for 2026.
Well, we hope you all had just the most wonderful year-end break. You really took the time as families to celebrate the Lord, to celebrate the year that we've had, and to plan for the year ahead. And we just really wanted to start this very first video on just an encouragement of something that we've really been talking as a family for the last couple of weeks.
So I really want to give thanks for the language that we have for this message to a fellow SRT community member, Kale Neal. Thanks, Kale. This is really fabulous. Kale runs our homeschooling institution, and part of his message to his students and families for 2026 was around formation versus activity. And when we heard that language, we went, oh, yeah, that's right. That's what we've always strived to do, but not had such clarity in our language and in our terms. So thanks, Kale. It's been a blessing for all of us. So yeah, I guess what we really heard and what's really spoken to us is formation over activity. And so many of our lives are driven by activity, by the work, by busyness, dare I say. And what the kingdom of God is really after, and what we at SRT are really after, and what Bruce has always been after in our lives, is the formation of our heart and the formation of our lives into the way of the Lord, and for the King and his kingdom to be formed so deeply in us that we are able to walk as sons and daughters of the living God in the very best way we can.
We're being transformed into his image. We're being formed into his image day by day.
Yeah, that's right. And that doesn't take activity. Though there is work involved in that, but it doesn't take activity at the expense of taking the time for formation to happen.
It needs to be very intentional.
Mm.
Formation is the target. Activity, whatever that is that you do,
is a means
of it. If you're reflecting, if you're surrendering to God, if you're making conscious choices about how am I forming myself? How am I becoming a disciple rather than what have I got to do next? And so what we thought we might do is just share some examples of some things that we've done in the past around formation, but really wanted to ask each of you to think about and really make 2026 a year focused on formation. And formation in its heart would have to be prioritization.
One of the greatest abilities for formation to happen in our lives and in all of our lives is to take a Sabbath, to take a weekly Sabbath, to take an annual Sabbath rest in terms of a holiday together. And for those Sabbath times not to be filled with activity, for those Sabbath holidays not to be filled with perhaps travel and lots of activity and, you know, doing this and doing that and ticking off bucket lists and all of those things, but to actually allow time for things that the Lord has done in the previous year and hopes to do in the next year, for those things to be formed and rooted in us. And so for us, the number one thing we must do for formation to happen in our lives is to take the Sabbath and make it holy.
Look, just tying some of the things we've spoken about for years together is the other part of formation. If you're trying to form anything in yourself, if you're trying to get really good at a sport or another language or any skill,
your vocation,
part of it is about doing the activity. Part of it is about reflecting, looking what's working, what's not working, adjusting. And part of it's about setting plans forward. Now, we've spoken a lot about the need to have a strategic life roadmap, an SLR. We've even got a framework. That is all about consciously forming. We're going to be formed. We're going to be discipled by the world system or by Christ. We have to decide. So part of the formation process is having that rest, taking that time to just be. Some of our holidays are full of fun, but we always make sure that toward the end of the holiday, we have a time to now sit down, rest, and then say, well, where are we going, Lord, this year? How do you want to form in us? What is it you want us to pick up? What is it you want to put down? And then if you start going through the SLR roadmap, you start really becoming very clear.
Yeah, this is what God's forming in me. Where is God working in my life right now is one of those questions that enables us to see, hey, where this is where God's forming in me right now.
What books does he want me to read? What study groups does he want me to be part of? And if you're here, he probably wants you to be part of SRT. So how do I make time for that? Because I can just do the activity. I can read the book or listen to the audio the week before. I can jumble a few things together and I can answer the questions on the call. That's not forming. That's activity based. Forming means I'm gonna listen. I may not even be able to get all the concepts, but I'm looking for the one that God wants in me, and I'm going to dwell on that. I'm going to reflect on that. I'm going to talk about that with my family and with my friends, and then we'll come to the community session, and then I can share that. And that's forming versus the activity.
It doesn't matter what we're doing. It comes down to where is our heart? And is our heart yielded and surrendered and submitted to Father? And do we allow the Holy Spirit to use everything that we have going on in our life as a time to form us and as an ability to form in us what he would have us do? And I think so often the activity predetermines what it is we're thinking and what it is that's going on in us in that moment. And often there's not a lot going on. We're just doing the activity for activity's sake. What we're not saying here is to stop everything. What we're saying here is that in everything we do, he needs to be at the center of it. And the Holy Spirit we need to be walking with the Holy Spirit in everything we're doing. And every activity we have needs to be rooted in our relationship with Father and in our relationship with the Holy Spirit, because it's in those moments, whether we're in a really active season of our life or in a less active season, or we've got a really full day or a really quiet day. I guess it's not really the activity or the quietness that determines the formation, but it's our yielding and our surrender and our consciousness of the Holy Spirit's power and relationship with us that determines that formation.
Yes. Yeah, amen. I think one thing we'd like to encourage you all, though, is to really ask yourselves when you look at your calendar, are these activities forming me into the disciple God wants me to be?
Is there space for that?
Is there space? Or am I running from one activity to another? Because if I don't have time to think and I don't have time to reflect, then maybe I'm just ticking boxes. When you've got children, there's so many things that they can do. Sports, music, different types of music, different types of sports. Are you forming an Olympic athlete or are you forming a disciple? Because forming a disciple means maybe not as many activities, but those activities that really play to where God has someone. And I get you need to form them in teams and they know how to interact and all the world's logic. We're looking for the kingdom. We're forming disciples. We're making disciples. How many of these activities are formation? And is there enough space? And maybe we can take some things out of our calendar to grow our formation effectiveness.
Mm. So maybe we end with this year for all of us, like we said last year at the end, what is it that I'm going to pick up? What is it that I'm going to put down? What is it I'm going to say yes to? What is it I'm going to say no to? And Father, What is it that you would have me own this year? And Lord, I want to be available for you to form that in me.
Well, hopefully that helps kick the year off. And we really look forward to seeing each and every one of you in whatever studies or whatever connection we have over the next couple of months. And the intensive in April will be the next time we all get together and be in community. So look after yourselves.
God bless you. We love you. See you soon.
Bye.